I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Officers with the Metro Narcotics Unit found millions of dollars worth of cocaine during a traffic stop Saturday night. Police pulled over an 18-wheeler near Camp Road. Two Arizona men were in the cab of the truck, and a search of the trailer was conducted. Metro officers found that the 18-wheeler was carrying three other vehicles, including a Chrysler Pacifica. A canine searched the vehicle and found about 39 kilos of powder cocaine in the Pacifica. Officers say that the drug has a street value of about $4 million. The two men, Asai Valencia and Aiden Valencia, were arrested and are being held on a $750,000 bond. LSU Ag Center plant pathologist Trey Price says soybean growers are finding a fungal disease called black root rot in their crops. And Mississippi State University Extension plant pathologist Tom Allen says it makes leaves turn yellow, orange-brown, or mottled, even though their veins remain green. He says that if a plant is pulled out, much of the root will be broken off below the surface. Scientists are trying to determine what fungus causes the disease, which turns the main roots black. They suspect it may be one that has been known for years in cotton. But Allen says scientists, including some in Arkansas, have been trying unsuccessfully for years to grow the fungus from infected roots. Price says that fields continuously planted in soybeans appear to be the most susceptible. Well, now that students are returning to schools across the state in the next couple of weeks, teachers are in classrooms with no idea of what assessment test will be given this year. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on their questions.
Louisiana Federation of Teachers President Steve Monahan says most educators are irritated about being in the middle of a political battle between Bessie and the Department of Education and Governor Bobby Jindal over Common Core.
They're angry that the situation does exist.
He says he hopes the argument over assessment tests will be put on the back burner this school year.
So now they owe it to children and they owe it to teachers to make this particular year a year about teaching.
Monahan says this year principals should use this time to judge teachers based on their performance in the classroom, not on test scores. Michelle Southern reporting.
University of Louisiana Monroe graduate student Chris Collins recently returned from a trip of a lifetime, a five-month stay in Daejeon, South Korea, where he attended Hanbat National University as part of collaborative exchange agreement between the Korean University and ULM. Collins, a Monroe native, left ULM in March and returned last month with many new experiences, which prompted him to schedule a return trip this fall. He says of his time in South Korea, it was fantastic, and the best part was the new environment of the city of Daejeon. Collins lived in the Hanbat International Student Dorms with students from across the globe. He took language classes, but was also utilized in other areas. He was commissioned to teach English courses, lead conversation groups, and hold private tutoring lessons with many of the resident HNU students. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies early this morning, giving way to a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon, the high today in the low 90s. Slight chance of an isolated shower is possible this evening with mostly cloudy skies and the low in the low 70s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high in the low 90s.